Rose Bales and her bandmates in the Smoky Mountain Sirens knew they had made a special record even before hearing the final mixes.
I had been playing music by myself for 4 billion years. But it wasn't until we made this album and wrote music together and had a collective goal that I actually thought, hey, this is something I could potentially do and people will care about it.
The Smoky Mountain Sirens are a trio of Asheville women with years of experience in other bands. They started out performing covers, but have only written and performed their own music less than 2 years. Their debut album is unlike anything that's emerged from this region's music scene.
There's no keeping up with what is cool. Not everyone likes what you do. There's no need to take it personal. You'd have to be a person after all.
Magazines such as Pitchfork have showered attention on Asheville indie artists such as Angel Olsen, Indigo D'Souza, Moses Sumney, and the bands Wednesday and Secret Shame. A handful of newer bands are kindling a local hardcore scene. Now, the Smoky Mountain Sirens are stepping in with Solid 8, a big-sounding rock record steeped in polished grit, catchy hooks, and lyrics bursting with female empowerment.
We saw potential, for sure.
Amy Jacob Oliver is the band's guitarist who splits the lead vocals with Bales, often in the same song.
We started knowing that there's not really a lot of female musicians, not only in Asheville, kind of on the spotlight, but also in one band. So that was kind of the start of it. Like, we're going to do this.
Solid 8 isn't a concept record, but the band members were aware of the connecting feminist thread once they'd written a handful of songs, many stemming from shared stories and conversations. The title track was inspired by a male interviewer who gave drummer Eliza Hill an unsolicited appraisal as a Solid 8.
Every time I talk about Solid 8 and like the message behind it and the story behind the song, whether I'm telling it to a woman who's like 16 or like 56, everybody has a story like that. But the songs are about taking the power back and not coming from a place of being a victim and coming from a place of power instead.
I think a lot of this music, this is really about more of how we feel and how we want other people to feel.
Plus, we're taught for so long to just, like, you know, keep it down. Don't even mention it. Don't,
let it go.
Don't talk about it. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, just, like, let it slide. Brush it off.
And some things don't need to be let go. Some things don't need to slide.
The Sirens are still an independent band in every literal sense. They have no manager, booking agent, or record label. They've shot all the videos promoting the new album on Oliver's iPhone. Solid 8 sounds like the kind of record that could vault the band beyond the Southeast. BAM members said they're determined to fulfill that potential.
It's not like walking into a place anymore and being like, listen to my CD. Oh, you like it? Cool, I'll give you $1 million. But again, it has to be kind of organic and natural and a good fit for it. Just going and getting anybody isn't going to work. We want someone that's going to care about us as much as we care about us.
Band members are busying themselves with other projects this fall, so the Smoky Mountain Sirens aren't planning to tour until early 2023. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.